Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special. And also, I put in usually a reading, a story, a joke, something that's not a commercial recording, and I call those things Wombats. So that's where the title of my show is, Wombats and Music. And I have a wombat coming up tonight. A friend of mine, Arnold. You'll hear about Arnold. But now we're going to go on into the first song, Mumford & Sons. I know they've been around for years. They've performed in Bristol a number of times. And I kind of knew who they were, but I'm just now getting into their music. And here's one I like a lot. It gets almost kind of spiritual, but it's also very much like the folk music that I really learned music from. So this is Awake My Soul by Mumford & Sons.
How fickle my heart and how woozy my eyes. I struggle to find any truth in your lies. And now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Lend me your hand and we'll conquer them all. But lend me your heart and I'll just let you fall. Lend me your eyes, I can change what you see. But your soul you must keep totally free. Ha, 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 ha. Any truth in your lies. And now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Ha, 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 ha. In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. Where you invest your love, you invest your life. In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. And where you invest your love, you invest your life. Thank you.
That was Awake My Soul by Mumford & Sons. Next up is Rocket to the Moon by Moonlight Howlers. And this is kind of a sound trip. I thought of trying to explain to you something, what's going on, then I decided no. Just listen closely. It's a bit of a rocky ride. A little bumps in the front end, trying to figure out what's going on. But you'll know. You'll know. Even if you don't have words for it, you'll know exactly what this song is about. And the music continues it in some strange way. So this is Rocket to the Moon by the Moonlight Howlers. Rocket to the Moon. Did you enjoy your ride on the Rocket to the Moon? With the Moonlight Howlers. And next up is Connecticut Twister by Larry Kaplan. I have played this song by another performer on this show in the past. Me. I recorded this a few years ago. But this is where I got it from. This is the man that wrote it. And this is the perfect version. And I met him. I was on a weekend, a folk music weekend, and they had a performer there, and his name was Larry Kaplan, and he performed two shows for us, and he was just fantastic, and he sang this song, and I just loved this song. I immediately got it and learned it and performed it wherever I get a chance, which is rare, of course, but this is Connecticut Twister by Larry Kaplan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been sitting here looking at the summer sky, hotter than the hottest day you ever get in mid-July. Nothing much is growing and the grounds are getting awful dry. A little rain might do a lot of good. And I've been wondering why it's raining south of us, storming on the shoreline, thundering a mighty fuss. Why can't rain just turn around and come to us? Mary cut another piece of pie. But it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. Nimbus cirrus got no stratocumulus. Fair weather looks better, but it isn't feeding us. Nothing like a rainy day to wash away the mean in us and let you get your boots and slickers on. Then out of the west come a mess of clouds I'd never seen, and I don't hear thunder, just the rattle of the window screens. Dust flying everywhere, skies are looking very green. Something tells me this ain't rain. But it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. Fetch up all the chickens, don't forget to grab the laying hens. Put them in the kitchen, then go back and get the horses in. I'll head around the back, go and open up the cellar then. We'll all sit waiting for the storm. Go and get your brother Bill, run and let your sister know. Wait a minute, first tell Aunt Lucy it's a gonna blow. Have you seen your Uncle Bob? He wandered off a year ago. Hope the storm don't bring him back here. But it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. Well, the wind slammed down and we didn't feel a drop of rain. Barn blew up, we'll never see them pigs again. Cows on a shopping mall the other side of Meriden. Tractors in the middle of the field. There were shingles in the air and the twister took the silo down. Ducks, wild geese and turkeys flying at the speed of sound. Uncle Bob's circling and Lucy's staying underground. Gonna have to wait another year. And it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. Well, I started farming here back in 1943. I never saw a storm that can relocate your property. Now go and get your Uncle Bobby stuck up in that willow tree. Children, put the chickens in the yard. And it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. And it's oh no, think it's gonna blow, gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour, put another bucket by the door. Put another bucket by the door. Put another bucket by the door.
That was Connecticut Twister by Larry Kaplan. The next song is called Last Train to Nowhere by the Ghost Hounds. And it has an intense, strong message in there somewhere. I guess something is that to be on the last train to nowhere, where the voice in this song seems to be, is kind of an interesting place to be. So here's Last Train to Nowhere by the Ghost Hounds. Yes.
loved a dozen women in a dozen ways, but I can't recall their names. I tried at first to make it last, but all hearts are made to break. I took my licks of just laying bricks, and I worked the land for a spell. And all I got isn't what they gave, and a couple good stories to tell. Now come on now.
You were just on The Last Train to Nowhere with a Ghost Hound with a very different vibe, at least for me. It's called Sing to the Mountain, and the group's name, the artist, is Elephant Revival. And they do, well, listen in. I think it's a banjo that I love most of all. I'm a banjo player and I love the banjo, but I think I can't even be sure that instrument is a banjo. It's real loud, stringy. It's got to be a banjo. But it's being played almost like a mandolin or a guitar part of the time. Anyway, beautiful work. Sing to the Mountain, Elephant Revival.
Fires burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go letting yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing about everything, 'cause everything is you. Listen. Your heart play like a drum. Listen to the night call, singing songs from all around. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. everything, 'cause everything is you. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. Burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything, 'cause everything is you.
That was Sing to the Mountain by the Elephant Revival. The next song is a 1966 hit for the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love. And just one of the classic songs of the era. 16 years later, that song went to number one that year, 1966. And 16 years later, Phil Collins released a version of it, and it went to number one. So, song's got legs. This is You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes.
I need love.
Easy, but Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have
That was You Can't Hurry Love by The Supremes. And next up is I Will Guide Thee by Helen Bonchek Schneier. I knew Helen Schneier. She was one of my mentors. We were friends, didn't know her that well, but we did sit and talk a few times. And I learned at least three different songs exactly from her, listening to her recordings and learning to sing them exactly the way she does. And I will now add this one to that repertoire. This is I Will Guide Thee. Oh, I want you to think about what it must have been like if these exact harmonies they're doing on this recording, if someone had taken those to the Aborigines in Australia 100 years ago, what would they think as they heard this sound, the sound you're going to hear right now? I Will Guide Thee by Helen Schneier.
Like if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. I will guide thee, I will guide thee, I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
If you cannot give your thousands,
you can give the widow's mite, for the least you do for Jesus will be precious in his sight. I will guide thee, I will guide thee, I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Hark the voice of Jesus calling.
Who will go and work today? Fields are wide and harvest is waiting. Who will bear my shield away? I will guide thee, I will guide thee, I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
That was I Will Guide Thee, led by Helen Schneier and accompanied by her friends. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University, and Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. from Wise, Virginia, also WISE So that we're playing through both those stations, both those times. And it's my chance to play for you things I think are fun to listen to, including things I call wombats. And there's a wombat coming up right now. The next thing on the show is today's wombat. And today's wombat is, I'll just tell you the name of a skit. It's a British music hall monologue. The name of it is Arnold, and you don't need to know anything else. It will explain itself very well. Here's Arnold, performed by Les Barker.
Arnold was an armadillo, and oh so in need of romance. And it chanced that one Saturday evening, Arnold went out to a dance. The moment he walked in the room, he saw her, as if he had known she'd be there at the side of the stage. All he wanted, all in black, all alone. She was there, she was his, dressed to kill, oh, if only his glasses were cleaner. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. He struggled to make conversation. He leapfrogged from topic to topic. If only she'd say something back. If only he wasn't myopic. Bright silver buttons in rows, from head down to toes in black leather. Could this beauty love him? Here goes, poor Arnold thought. It's now or never. He could picture her head on his pillow. He'd loved her the moment he'd seen her. But he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. You can't help but feel for the lad, oh, how happy poor Arnold would be if they could make love in the shadow, and no one but no one would see. Alas, what he hoped might have been a sweet secret was soured completely. Sex with a concertina is rarely accomplished discreetly. The dancers stopped stripping the willow. It was all such a loud misdemeanor, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. Picture love as a kind of concerto. Poor Arnold, his first was unfinished, for what let everyone who was there know, a very loud C-sharp diminished. Somebody said, look, it's Arnold, and he ran from their scorn and their laughter into the darkness outside. And never returned, ever after. Tales of lost love and dreams unfulfillow. Cruel Cupid, you've never been meaner. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina.
Well, you've just heard about Arnold. A gentleman, in his way. And now we're going to move on to a song called Orphan Girl by Crooked Still. And wonderful banjo stuff, my kind of music. And the Crooked Still has a cello player in there. If you listen, you can hear the cello. It sounds a lot like a fiddle, except it's crawling along about an octave lower, you know, down where the fiddle can't get. So anyway, this is Orphan Girl and just a fun ride.
Sister, no brother, I am orphan girl. ties of kinship I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl.
That was Orphan Girl, performed by Crooked Still. Next up is Time Has Made a Change in Me. I've played several different versions of this by different people. This one is by Peter and Mary Alice Amidon, and I knew them, I know them. They're from Brattleboro, Vermont, and they're a musical family. Their children are very musical, and they have sort of a community of musicians there. One point, Mary Alice, I believe it was, invited me to come up there and live. Not, you know, in any sort of formal relationship of you're a partner, but like, I think you'd be happy if you lived in our town and could participate in the things we do. And I think she was absolutely right. I would have been very happy participating more. I did get to perform with them. But anyway, this is Time Has Made a Change. And it's certainly true as you age. The older you get, the truer this song is. Time Has Made a Change, by Peter and Mary Alice Amidon.
Time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have passed away. Some I never more in this world shall see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was young and strong. I could climb the hillsides all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time reach my home in that land somewhere. Meet my friends who wait me over there. Free from pain and care, I will forever be. Time's made a change in me.
Time has made a change in me, sung by Peter and Mary Alice Amidon. Here's the culture jump from the last song. We're moving into The Two Magicians, which is kind of a ancient or old-time British story from history, myth-like thing. That's what it sounds like. And the people singing it are John Roberts and Tony Barron, two of my favorite musicians. I find this particular song almost hypnotic, and I enjoy it. The Two Magicians.
Sits at her own front door as straight as the willow wand, and by there come a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why may you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? Why, come tomorrow at this same time, I'll have you in me bed, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong? For to think to have me made an heir, but I ever kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold, and me body laid in the grave, than an husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me maiden head should have, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she curled up her hand, and she swore upon the mould that he'd not have her maiden head for all of a pot of gold. But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand, and he swore upon the mass that he would have her maiden head for the half of that or less, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a dove and flew up into the air. Ah, but he became an old cock pigeon, and they flew pair and pair, cooing, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a mare as dark as the night was black. Ah, but he became a golden saddle, and he clung up onto her back, itching, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a hare and ran all over the plain. Ah, but he became a greyhound dog, and he ran her down again, barking, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a fly and fluttered up into the air. Ah, but he became a big airy spider and dragged her into his lair, spinning, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a sheep, a grazing on yon common. Ah, but he became a big horny ram, and soon he was upon her, bleating, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith Willoughby, a love, and he will lay your pride." So she turned into a full-dressed ship, and she sailed all over the sea. Ah, but he became a bold captain, and aboard of her went he, ordering, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith Willoughby, a love, he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a cloud, a floating away in the air. Ah, but he became a lightning flash, and he zipped right into her.
Shocking.
"Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith Willoughby, your love, he will lay your pride." So she turned into a mulberry tree in the wood. Ah, but he came forth as the morning dew, and he sprinkled her where she stood, dripping. "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith Willoughby, your love, he will lay your pride." So the lady, she ran into the bedroom, and she changed into a bed. Ah, but he became a green coverlet, and he gained her maiden head. And once she woke, he took her so, and still he bade her bide. And the lusty smith became a love for all of her mighty pride.
That was The Two Magicians, performed by John Roberts and Tony Barron. Next up is a song, the closest genre to it might be, if you were listening earlier, I played something called A Rocket to the Moon. This is like that in that it has its own particular character and personality, unlike almost anything I've ever heard. And I find it, mystical and enchanting. A little off-center. Well, the name of the group is Crazy John, so Crazy John is... prepared this for us. Sweet Emotions.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Sweet Emotion by Crazy John. And next up is another mind trip. This is If You Could Read My Mind by a group called the Unsung Heroes. And I have heard this song off and on for years, but I never really listened to it until I heard this version. I had never heard this particular recording before, and I've never played it on the show before. And I am becoming delighted with it. It's quickly climbing up the list to become an all-time favorite, I think. If You Could Read My Mind by the Unsung Heroes.
My mind, love, but a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could read your mind, like a paperback novel, the kind any drugstore would sell. Once you read the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. They rolled off in fear, and you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to tell.
was If You Could Read My Mind, performed by Crazy John and originally written by Gordon Lightfoot. That was the last song on today's show, and I'm going to take a minute before we close out things to tell you about one of my latest obsessions. I've been very interested in this artificial intelligence stuff going on. I spent part of my career as a computer programmer, so I've been playing with the AI stuff the last year or two as a programmer, and it's kind of fun. And anyway, I just wanted to share with you that in my experience, sort of what I'm doing is learning to know when to expect them to know or understand something and when to expect them not to. And that's, I think, everyone working with these things is going through that experience right now. So I think it's a big thing going on, very important to the culture we live in. And I think my radio show is important to me and the culture I live in. So I'm going to go through my ritual closing, which I've done now for, at least 5 or 10 years. And that's where I ask you to join me. It's audience participation time. And I have a phrase that I say at the end of every show, and I ask you to join me. So ready? Your time comes now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.